Witches Awakening Part 2. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
"Hey babe," she answered the phone in a whisper. "I've got to be quick. This asshole has been laying on the call button all day. What time do you get off?" I asked. "In a couple more hours. Come straight over when you do. I want to see you." I could hear the smile in her voice when she said, "Yeah? Okay, I will. Good. See you soon." She whispered goodbye and clicked off the phone. It had been a couple weeks since our heart-to-heart conversation. Since then, I'd been slowly chipping away at the walls she'd carefully constructed to shield her true self from the world. I won't say it wasn't frustrating at times. I found myself spending an inappropriate amount of time imagining what it would be like to finally have all of her. But I'd steeled myself to deliberate patience. Each layer that crumbled between us was like an exquisite reward for my dedication, and every glimpse of who she truly wanted to be left my physically aching for more. Tonight I'd planned out another large step in our journey. She'd told me she needed me to push her. And I was excited to see just how far my plans would take us. I finished making my preparations and impatiently waited for her to show up. I heard the doorknob jiggling and leaped from the couch to meet her at the door. "Hey, God, today was..." I interrupted her by grabbing the back of her head and pulling her mouth onto mine. She hesitated for a moment, obviously taken by surprise, but slowly melted into me as we kissed. She murmured pleasantly as we eventually broke out a kiss. "Today was what?" I asked, resting my forehead against hers. "I don't remember." She laughed. I slid my hands up and down her back. Then you can tell me about it later. I've been waiting to have you to myself all day." She wrapped her arms around the back of my neck and kissed me again. "Well, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting," she said demurely. I smiled. "I can wait just a little bit longer. You look exhausted. Why don't you go take a shower and relax for a minute? I'll make you a drink." "A shower?" she said coyly. "But I didn't bring anything to wear." I felt my smile reach my ears, like a wolf seeing a lamb wander off on its own. I reached for the hallway table behind me and handed her a box wrapped in shiny gold paper topped with a large red bow. "What's this?" she asked. "A present. Open it after your shower." "Oh, exciting." She gave me a quick kiss on the cheek and bounded off to the bathroom, her excitement adding an extra little sway to her hips, which in itself was worth the price. I waited a minute or two after I heard the shower turn off before I mixed her drink, so the ice wouldn't melt. The anticipation was killing me, and I found myself standing in front of the bathroom door, her glass in one hand and my other arm behind my back, just waiting for her. She finally opened the door and a cloud of steam billowed out around her. Her hair was disheveled and wet, still dripping a little on her bare shoulders. The black fishnet stockings highlighted the muscles in her long legs. The lacy Brazilian-style thong showed off her hips and ass. The bra I'd picked out lifted her breasts and accentuated her cleavage, and the fabric was so sheer I could see her nipples clearly. I said as I handed her her drink. She wasn't making eye contact with me, and her face was turning pink as she took a sip. "A present, huh?" she said, obviously finding some shelter behind sarcasm. I laughed. "I didn't say it was a present for you." I slipped a hand to the small of her back and jerked her against me. My lips brushed her cheek and I whispered in her ear, "You look like a little slut." I started kissing her neck, just below her jaw, and mumbled, "You're even more perfect than I'd imagined." She leaned into me as I kissed my way down her neck to her shoulder. I inhaled deeply, filling my lungs with the scent of her. I took a step back and finally pulled my arm from behind my back. I held out another package, this one smaller than the last, but wrapped in the same gold paper and red bow. "Another present?" she asked. "Must be my lucky day. MHM, or mine?" I said with a wink. She unwrapped the present, letting the paper fall to the floor. When she took the top off the box, she stared at the contents, confusion, then comprehension, slowly creeping over her face. I pulled the item out and let the box fall to the floor. I held the black leather cuffs by one finger and watched her face. A whirlwind of emotions and insecurities played in her eyes, and I waited patiently as she processed them all. "Do you trust me?" I asked eventually. There was a moment of hesitation before I saw her face light up with resolve. She finally looked me in the eyes as she stuck out her hands, her wrists pressed firmly together. That moment of submission, the decision to trust, sent a thrill through me that I cannot begin to put into words. I gave her a reassuring smile and said, "Turn around and put your hands behind your back." She did, this time with no hesitation, and I slowly buckled the cuffs around her wrists. "Not too tight?" I asked. "No, it's good," she answered. I stepped in close behind her, rubbing my hands up and down her arms. "You say stop and we stop, okay, at any point, no matter what." Her voice was soft and airy as she said, "Acabe." I slid my hands around to her stomach. My fingers grazed her hips and thighs, traced lines around her breasts, slid up her neck. I kissed her neck and nibbled at her ear. "I'm going to have my way with you tonight," I growled. Her fingers grasped at my pants, pulling me tight against her. I worked from my hands down her body. Delicate and tortuously slow, I slid my hands between her legs, following the seam of her panties, rubbing the inside of her thighs. She pushed her ass back against me, grinding against me in the same slow rhythm as my hands on her. "Turn around," I said, and when she did, I looked her up and down, letting my eyes roll over her as slowly as my hands had. I wanted to throw her on the floor and take her right then and there. I wanted to ravish her, use my body to claim hers as my own. I wanted to make her cry my name as I consumed her body, but I had plans, and I was confident my forced patience would pay off. "Get on your knees," I commanded. It took some effort with her hands bound behind her back, but she got on her knees and looked up at me with a timid reservation. My cock was throbbing inside my pants, aching for release. When I unzipped my pants, my dick sprung out and slapped her lightly on the lips. She flinched and let out a startled little laugh. I smiled back and told her to open her mouth. Again, she hesitated, obviously feeling unsure of herself, on her knees with her hands bound. But she opened her mouth and wrapped her lips around the head of my cock. "MMM," I moaned as she swirled her tongue around my tip. She bobbed her head up and down, in short, faltering movements. I could feel her reservations, her insecurities. It wasn't the first time she'd blown me, but having her hands tied was making her feel exposed and vulnerable. "MMM. That's good," I said. "That feels so fucking good." I put my hands on the back of her head, holding her still. "Now do it like this." I held her head in place and started moving my hips. I felt her tongue slide against the bottom of my shaft as I slid in her mouth in long, slow, deep movements. I pushed just a little at the barrier of her throat before pulling back, slowly, sensually enjoying the feel of her mouth. "That's it," I murmured. "That's a good girl." A couple times I pushed a little too far, causing her to gag. "That's okay," I said as I used a thumb to wipe a tear the gagging had produced. "I'm going to teach you how to take my cock. I'm going to teach you how to be the dirty little slut you so desperately want to be." She let out a little groan, a mixture of the displeasure of being talked down to and a desperate acknowledgement of how it resonated with her soul. I felt the vibrations run up my cock and through my body. There was no confusion in my groan, only the confirmation of how she resonated with my soul. I reached down and grabbed her by her shoulders. I lifted her to her feet. I brushed my fingers over her cheek and stared her in the eyes. "Such a good girl," I murmured. "I'm going to have so much fun with you tonight." I bent down and wrapped my arms around her legs, pulling her against me as I stood back up. She toppled and draped herself over my shoulder, her ass in the air. "Yeah," I said as I started carrying her to the bedroom. "This is going to be a lot of fun."
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with 5 or more episodes daily. Enjoy, and I'll see you in the next episode.